The best tea in the city.
Welcome to the show. It is Kai FM 95.9 and it is Wednesday. Yeah. But you see, when I today, we're not being silly or naughty. We're just being real. Because after you've been with your partner for a while, sex can be just that, mundane. It can easily even lose the motivation it once had. Not because the love is dying. No. Don't get it wrong. It gets physical. And it ends up losing that magic, that thing. Then you sometimes feel like your partner is just not motivated to meet your sexual needs. Well, in fact, all they lack is the motivation to. Well, as you know it, science may have the answer to unlocking that motivation. In a recent study conducted by a group of psychologists, it was found that gratitude has a significant impact in improving sexual strength. In short, you're not thanking your partner for good sex. Yes, being more gracious to your partner can lead to more sexual intimacy in your relationship. I mean, if you think about it, you say thank you for everything else but not this. And you even say thank you for things that it is their duty to do for you, for instance. But why? How come you can't say thank you for the post-coitals? That is because gratitude is and should be part and parcel of love language. I mean, we show gratitude. We do. So it's not something strange. So this psychologist, they came to this conclusion that when we show gratitude, we make our partners feel cherished and noticed. And when you feel noticed, I mean, it can lead straight to a very grateful bedroom. Can I ask you this question then? How often do you say thank you after sex to your partner? Thank you. Oh, nyabonga we baba. Hey, Maradu. Hey, galawaga man. Eh? Nakens. Why don't you say these words after dancing? Why is it so awkward to express gratitude in words after sex? Do you think if your partner showed you more gratitude, it could motivate you to do more? Do you think? Hashtag, say thank you after sex, as we sip the best tea in the city. It is Kai FM 95.9. We're talking about, you must say thank you after sex. Humble K, ara brati. Thank you sounds more like customer service etiquette. Yes, you've been serviced proper. Yeah? Why don't you say thank you? Why? Dustin Bele na are. Isn't saying I love you enough? Awana. Why don't you just add the cherry on top? Or thank you. How about the word I love you? Ach! Kikaka. We're talking about why we find it awkward to say thank you after sex to our partners. Remember, whenever we feel unsatisfied in our sexual relationships with our partners, we tend to lose interest or simply play victim. And this is the apathy that makes us come across as though we don't care and we have lost interest in making an effort. That's why about our Sevaka Nandos. That's why Mishinar. Yeah? Or the other one is playing the victim, which has negative impact. Because it leads to defensive behavior, emotional distance, you name it. All of this could be because you don't feel valued or appreciated. Why? You never got a thank you. And yes, for those who say, you say it once, the day you don't say it's trouble. It means you didn't do what you needed to do proper. What are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? Because those little things that you are grateful for, and if you are consistent, I mean, the fruits of your labor will soon show up. Eh? How often do you say thank you, Marane, after the dance? Ramdam, Amuntam, Asham, Nyabong. Do you think if your partner showed you more gratitude, you could be motivated to do more? Say thank you after sex. That's the hashtag. Good morning. I hope you're well. What's that? Barai. Shapa fizbamurka. Shapa muan. Ivan. That is so cold. Hey? Master V. Na ara. Ura. I was like, yeah. Master V. Also that's not a thank you. Use your words, Strauss. Use your words. Strauss must be got. Does cuddling after the deed also a way of showing gratitude? Use your words, my friend. Use your words. Nobisa are guys in most cases, they don't even utter words. They just kiss you on your face after they're done. Then you know Rai. All sorts of it. Hey, Nobis, they must use their words. Now use your vowels. Here are the 3 teaspoons.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
These are the 3 teaspoons on how gratitude strengthens sexual intimacy. 1, gratitude increases security. As we affirm one another, we feel appreciated, safer, and accepted. When we feel safe and secure, we become more open and we let go of layers that hold us back, like insecurity. So it's important to show your partner gratitude, to affirm them. Not only will you feel connected for sharing these words, your sexual desire has no choice but to improve. 2, gratitude maintains satisfaction. Gratitude motivates your partner to meet your needs. And those that feel appreciated by their partners and show appreciation tend to have stronger emotional bond. We all know that finding the motivation to fulfill a partner's sexual needs may be challenging at times. But good feedback has shown to increase the willingness to ignite the fire. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on how gratitude strengthens sexual intimacy. Gratitude is a turn on. Hey, last night, you did a good job. You're one of that number. You wore last night. It's all I needed. Using words to give feedback is a lot stronger than nonverbal cues because it leaves nothing to interpretation. Not that words are useless. They are very powerful. Not that actions are useless. They are also powerful. But words are reaffirming. They also play as a reminder that your partner, is loved and is appreciated. And not only that, that becomes a switch on immediately without even you being in their presence. From what? 2 words. Thank you. Saying thank you. Why is it so awkward? Please answer that question because I think that's the pertinent question to this whole discussion. Hey. The Metropolitan Jazz Affair. Everybody knows it is hard to say thank you after the dance. Mahuma.
Hi, Uncle T.
Say thank you.
No.
Hiban.
For what?
Mahadev.
Hey.
Say thank you.
Oh, now I'm joining Kinelo. Why?
Hiban.
No. Because
Kinelo, what is thank you in Setswana?
Kelebogh.
Mahadebe in Zulu?
Ngiyabonga.
Why is it so difficult? Why does that have to be awkward?
No, it's not awkward. I just choose not to.
Why? When you are so satisfied?
Yeah, I didn't just get rendered a service.
I just did.
I played part.
Of course you did. And it worked well.
Beneficial. No, it just makes me sound like I just bought something or I just received an award. No way.
When you cook an amazing meal and after eating I don't say anything.
That's different.
Uh-huh.
We didn't cook together. I cooked alone. Come on.
I bought the grocery, you cooked it then?
I bought the pots. Yes.
Mahadebe, why is it the 2 words? Simple words. 2 words. You don't even need to breathe in between. Why is it so awkward to say?
Hey. Is it awkward?
Now
I'm getting awkward to say it.
Well, usually it's not, right? For you.
Yeah. Yes.
Finish.
Yeah.
Yes. Amalanga wakhula emhlabeni azwanda bonga ntombazana njengenyoni enhle.
Uncle Tia,
what? We're talking about why you should say thank you after sex, and chances are you'll say never. And look, I agree with you. Why? It's awkward. And Mutsuhi on my Facebook page says, you know, people treat sex like it's some traditional medicine. Barzatare has a lebu hiu. Eh? Eh? Umutau bong. What? And the reason we're talking about this is because a group of psychologists have done a study looking at the well-being of relationships, obviously. And they found that one of the biggest things that impact long-standing couples is that soon there's a decline in sexual attraction. Not that the love is fading. No, sexual attraction. And they find that the biggest cause is that there's not enough gratitude exchanged between the two. So obviously they did a study and they've seen how simple words like thank you could affect and improve sexual intimacy. And they have found, beyond reasonable doubt, that expressing gratitude to your partner reignites sexual intimacy. It makes it worthwhile. It motivates the other to give more. Hence my question, why don't you say it? If science says these two words, especially if you're in a long-term relationship, can help to spark a dying flame, why don't you then do it or say it? The only time where this sounds like medicine is because medicine is never nice, but it heals. So saying thank you is awkward, and it's understandable why. It's medicine for this pain. Because no one wants to lose that fire, the reason, the origin, the genesis of why you're together. And if two words can change that, why don't you? Why don't you? Why is it that we don't say the words thank you after exchanging body heat? Do you think if your partner said the words or showed you more gratitude, this could motivate you to do more in the boudoir? Hashtag say thank you after sex. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this. Why is it so awkward to say thank you after sex to your partner? Send me a voice note, 063-688-0959. The day you decide to do a gospel album, Munati, I have a song to suggest.
Please tell me, I would love to do it.
Bonga, 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 bong. Bonga.
Would you do
bonga,
the
song? Bonga, bonga, je nge nyoni. Entle sabelela bunga 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 bunga. Zofanele umodli ngqobo, don't worry.
Enkosi, and make sure he handles it because put away.
Because we needed a song for today's topic. That would have been the song.
Please help me with today's topic, because me, you killed me with the top 10 at 10. You know, I've already expressed my joy.
Unati sends me a voice note singing to Truly Something Special. Losing it! What a song.
The millennials will not understand that melody.
What a song. Now, today we're saying, and this is based on what a group of psychologists have found, that especially if you're in a long-term relationship, the reason that spark dies, and they found that it might be the fact that there's a lack of expression of gratitude in the relationship. Mm-hmm. So to bring the spark back, show and say the words of gratitude to your partner so that they're inspired to give or to do more, especially after sex. So say thank you. Say thank you after sex.
How many couples say thank you after the Purnia course? That's interesting, right?
Zero.
Zero. Yeah, I mean.
Listen, zero. Let's not even claim zero. And funny enough, there are few people who are on my timeline, they say, listen, they do say it or they hear their partner say it. And yes, it is awkward. But there are some have learned to now also say it. And obviously, this has created even a stronger bond, right?
Yes. Yes. Because also, like, exclamating how great it is not saying thank you. So there's a difference between saying, ooh, Murimo, or oh my gosh,
yes,
or Yabo, than saying thank you so much. That's what
the two words. Yeah, just the two words. Yes, just the two words.
Take a sip with the best. The best tea in the city.
Kaya FM 95.9.
Hey, Brad, thank you. Yo, usiklo abona how kata mo thank you. Hello, ew. You hook la back. You bring the light in the room, you know. Working Tanza, thank you.
Thank you, baby. Runari quiets with the kiss on the forehead, Tibos. Thank you. Thank you, son.
Yeah, good morning, Prati. Prati, I do kettle. We don't consider the same thing, eh? You know what? You just made my day and you do it. That's why I always do with singing kettle and talk to her. No, in the grand, Prati. Uchablane was a Barcelona, Muntogamdini.
Hey, Uncle Tibos, I hope you got in this weirdness day. Well, the reason behind the awkwardness has to come from movies, yeah. Well, so in a movie, we get our tips and tricks, yeah, well, just like extra during the dance. So in a movie, if they could normalize saying thank you at the end, I promise you, people will also do the same thing. Because we all know how influential they are, yeah, well. So that's my opinion. Thank you so much. Ubusi from Mdini.
Yeah, hey, Brati, hona ke nnete. Some of them, you will feel like you can say thank you, but I just feel like, I just want to be honest, man. I never said thank you. What I said is, I think God must create more women like you in life. I really appreciate you, and I had fun today. That's what I said. So, thank you. It's very hard to just say thank you, man. I never said thank you. But some of them you feel like you can say it.
Morning, Mr. T. Sometimes I think it's hard to say thank you because making your partner happy is taken as something compulsory and not is expected of you. But showing gratitude is a sign of thankfulness and appreciation for what the other partner is doing for you. But it's also a sign of contentness, confidence and happiness and satisfaction in what you and her are doing. Me and my partner the other time sent me a WhatsApp status saying thank you to me after what we have done. I'll share just a glimpse of it. It's an igniter of my smile, delighter of my joy, laughter and happiness, my daily contemplation and confidence of my indulgence. I'm flittering and floating because of orgasmic. Thank you. Much appreciated, very heavenly sent. And she called me my king because of Nyambusisa in a way. Okay, this is Ops from Orlando East, aka the daughter. Thank you.
Uncle T, there's no way you cannot say thank you after a marathon when you run with your partner. When you departure, there's that feeling, a figure, Yonji. You feel like you are in heaven. We are faint, Agamnandi. Ours between Zen. The best thing is to say thank you in return. I also to thank you, then kiss you in your forehead. Yeah. Sharp.
Hi, Uncle T. Uzandilona. For me, na ngiyasho ukuthi ngiyabonga. Masiqede ukwenza ijika jive. umbonise nje ukuthi ngiya appreciate indlela angishayibela ngakhona, ngiya appreciate as much as naye unokushosha athi ngiyabonga mama jike jive beyimnandi sijayibeka mnandi ngiyabonga uncle T.
Sho Prati, this is Thabo ko Ratanda Heidelberg. Eish Prati, what you are addressing today is very, very, very nice. I think it's not a matter of being awkward. It's a matter of we are not taught that gratitude goes a long way. What you're saying is that gratitude goes a long way even when the intimacy dies, but because we are grateful to one another, our love will keep conquering everything. So I think it was that thing, Yahore, as people, not in any kind, but as people, the thing is that gratitude goes a long way, and we never actually took that into consideration, most importantly in our relationship. Prati Kitabo Muratanda Kalebua Prati for the wonderful show.
I take my Woody from Fana Bay. Now I honestly, my partner's always saying thank you, and he'll even kiss me on my forehead all the time. I'm telling you, he doesn't forget. With me, I don't know, I don't do it, but sometimes if they did what, like, you know, we reached Pulukwani, we did whatever, all those things, then I remember to say thank you. Other than that, I don't know, even if he's kissing me on my forehead saying thank you, oh, I just say, okay, baby. But when the things went like very hot, like not like normal, like I know, yeah, I will also say, oh, thank you, my baby. Thank you. Yes, it works like that, man.
Good morning, T-Boss. Now I do say thank you, and my partner also says thank you. It just depends on whose round was it. And if it's a Robbenege, then there'll be a rematch. But hey, we do say thank you to each other. Thanks, Mr. T.
Morning. Morning, T-Boss. I'm speaking to Pulane. Now this thing, yeah, I refit some to Zarona. I thank you. I, na for na, I get happy. It's more like, it's like a tila in my for na. Thank you. Thank you for what? Hey, okara yano unumo reiki siita. Hey, I get in a really mole ratong. Refana to Zarona, refana di tshwanelo tsa rona. Why tshwantse my partner ere thank you, and why Lina tamile kere thank you? Not thank you, ake rate. It's the turn off, Mona. Personally, it makes me turn off. It's a turn off.
The best tea is the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 90.